Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Tes, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that a person who takes Ma'aseh Sheni and buys with it meat, so if it's roi to be a korban, he should not buy it for Besar Taiva, for his own meat, but he should buy it as a korban. Says the Gemara now, Ve'amrin b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu tmimo gzeiro. The fact that I cannot take an animal who's a tomim, tmimo, without the mum, and take it as my sasheni, not as a carbon, it must be a carbon, it's a gzeiro. Because your bonum were gozer that a person should use the money my sasheni to buy a carbon. Explains the Gemara why. But Rishonim Yoyimim lukhim behemo lebasar taivo. In the beginning they said you could buy animals and not take it necessarily for a carbon. You could take it for basar taivo, just to eat your own meat. So people did not take meat for the Mizbeach. They took Ma'aseh Sheni, did not bring everything to Karbonis. Shabbonin said, no, don't take meat unless you bring it as a carbon to make sure that Ma'aseh Sheni will be used for Karbonis. And the Gemara goes on and says, afilu chayo, afilu oifos. Even a chayo and oifos, meaning a non-domestic animal. And birds, that they anyway cannot be a carbon. They cannot be shlomim the use of Ma'aseh Sheni. Also, these animals should not be taken as besar taivo. Because here's the Gemara of Tesam Dav. Ke'ado detani, like the following b'raiso. Echad shviis v'echad ma'aseh sheni. Doesn't matter if it's shmito ma'aseh sheni. Mechaldi mo'isoy, what can you exchange? Money of shmito or money of ma'aseh sheni? Mechalali mo'isoy al nekevo ba'alasmum. You could do it for a female ba'alasmum. The Vilna Goyen's gear says, not the Keva Balasmum, but Behema Balasmum. Meaning you do the Ma'aseh Sheni on the animals, a Balasmum cannot be a carbon. But Val Shar Behema Chayavoy, for you could do any other animal. Or Chayoy, bin Chayim, bin Shudin Divra Meir. According to the Meir, you're allowed to be Mechal Ma'aseh Sheni and Shmito on any animal. Vechachoyim Oimrim, in Mechalim, Ela Lashchutim Milvat. Chayim say, no, you could do it only on the Shchutim. Once it was already nishchat. But a live animal you cannot do all because of the gzeiro. They want to make sure they give animals to the mizbeach. And this includes also chaya and knife. That's a right to what we just said. Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yirmiyah in the name of Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok said a different reason. You know why they said you should not take live animals by Ma'aseh Sheni? Because if one will take live animals by Ma'aseh Sheni, he will start growing flocks of animals. He will wait for them to grow, to have children, to have more animals, to multiply. He will not bring it as a carbon. So if they said, don't bring it, wait for it to be shechted, and then you buy with the Ma'aseh Sheni. Come Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zeiro. So Rav Yirmiyah spoke to Rav Zeiro, met Rav Zeiro, and told him, Omer le'at kedoin Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Kayam. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak is still alive. Vatun talyum bei mera tutechin. Meaning you're attaching to him spartutim, which means old used cloths. Meaning you're saying things which are not true in his name. And the Vilna Goyen adds the words, Shemei Avriach Mal Gabi HaMizbeach. Meaning we learn in Nir Rabbi Yochanan, the whole gzeira is not because Shemei Yikad Adarim Adarim, that maybe we'll grow flocks of animals. But because we don't want to go away from the Mizbeach, we want to bring korbanos to the Mizbeach. That is the reason. So why are you saying Nir Rabbi Shmuel? Different reason. Says the more Dilma de Lois Amors Ela La Shvis. Maybe this reason applies to Moris Shvis, because this Baris spoke about money of Shmais Hashani and Moris Hashmito. So Moris Hashani, the reason Rabbanan said not to take live animals is in order to avoid people not bringing animals to Mizbeach. But the money of Shmito, why they said you can't use it for live animals? Because maybe he's going to come and grow flocks and not get rid of the animals quickly enough, and he may come to use the money of Shmito to misuse it for other purposes. Ishtakach tani ala shvis. We find a brisa clearly that says adorim adorim on the Moris Shmito, not on Moris Ma'aseh Sheni. Halacha gimel zok nemishta. Halokach maim v'melach v'peirus amechuborim lakarko. Someone who uses Ma'aseh Sheni money to buy water, salt, or fruits that are connected to the ground. All these are items that are not supposed to be taken with Ma'aseh Sheni. Kodin is the mishta of tesam base. Oy peirus shein namichlim nagia li Yerushalayim. Or he buys fruits that you cannot take to your shrine because until they get to your shrine, they'll get spoiled. So it doesn't work. The mois did not buy the fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni. The money stays with the Kedusha and the fruits do not take over. Halkach peirus shoygig, someone took fruits by mistake. Yechzeru damim l'mkoimim. So then you bring back, you cancel the sale. Cancel this exchange. Mazi, but if he did it purposely, he knew what he was doing. Ya'alu v'yochlu b'mokrim. So then you have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. V'im ein nigdosh hirokvu. But if there's no base of mikdosh, you let it spoil. Mashva l'chatchilu, you should not use the money to exchange it for fruits. And the Gemara is going to explain why. Kodinus the Mishnah, l'keyach be'im ha'shoygeg yechzeru d'meil l'mkoimo. Someone who took the money by exchange to buy an animal, by mistake, you just cancel this exchange, and the money goes back to his place. Mezi did it purposely. Talev to'ochel l'mokam, you take the animal to Yerushalayim. V'im ein mikdosh, there's no mitzvah mikdosh, tikover al de'oiro, if they bury it, the animal itself, the flesh, and the skin as well. Meaning the hide has also gedusha of ma'aseh sheni. Ein lekhim avodim v'kakoyes u'be'im atmeyo min mei ma'aseh sheni. You have to buy with ma'aseh sheni fruits, not slaves, not land, and not a be'im atmeyo. V'im lo kach yoichal kenegdom. If he did do it, he has to eat kenegdom. And Reb Chaim explains two explanations. Either pshat is that he re-exchanges these items to money, or it's a gzeir be'alma, he has to take some money of his and use it with gedushin ma'aseh sheni. Kinim are the two birds that need to come to the Mizbeach for either Zav or Zova when they become Tahar, or Yoletes when she gives birth. And there's two reasons for it, as Reb Chaim points out. First of all, you're not supposed to take Karbon as Chayv with Ma'aseh Sheni, any obligation of a Karbon. And number two is some of the bird may be an Oilo, and the Oilo goes completely on the Mizbeach. He's nothing there to eat. Ma'aseh Sheni needs to be something that you eat. If he did use Ma'aseh Sheni to buy these birds, he has to eat kenegdem, as we said before. Either he has to re-exchange them, or he has to just, it's a knas for him to eat take a money and give a kedusha to Ma'aseh Sheni. Zeklah, this is the rule. Kol shu chutz leachilo v'leshtiyo v'lesicho. Anything it's not food, drink, or to anoint the body, midnei ma'aseh sheni, yoichal kenegdoi. If you use ma'aseh sheni to buy it, so he needs to come and eat kenegdoi, either to exchange it, or to use other money with a kedusha ma'aseh sheni. So the Gemara, we're going to use the gears of Chaim brings the name of the Gra, which adds a sentence to the beginning of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Tani behema tmeo ben shoykig ben mezid yachzu domim l'mkoyman. If one took a behema tmeo with ma'aseh sheni, so if it was shoykig, it was a mekach tos, and if it was mezid, you do a knas to the seller. Says the Gemara, Tamun taninon. We learn in the Mishnah, Ein lukhim avodim kakorsu behema tmeo mid mei shviz. You're not allowed to take slaves, karka, or behema tmeo with the money of shmito. V'im lokach yoichal kenegdoi. And if he did take it, so then the buyer will have to take the money and to put enough more money connected to what he did. Which money it is? So again, according to this gears that we have, talking about a price that refers to the Mei Shviz, money of Shemitah. The Vilna Gaon brings the gears over here, talk about the Armishdom, the Mei Ma'aseh Sheni. Talk about Ma'aseh Sheni. If the Keach took it, he needs to take money in exchange in lieu of what he gave, and that will be Ma'aseh Sheni. V'koat Omar Achin, we just quote a price, so that you just have to cancel the sale. And in our Mishnah, if we're quoting for Shmito, we say that the Lekeach needs to give money in lieu of what he did. But now that you coin is, now that you give, you punish the seller. So the more of Yoino Amar is Palgum of Chir by Yosef and Shmuel. So to answer this, we have a Machlokes. Chad Omar kan derech v'chir kan derech chilul. One said, well, it depends how you're doing it. If you're doing it as a sale, so then the sale exists, you're not coin as the seller, and the buyer needs to put money in lieu of what he did. But we talk about in the Braisa, we talk about he does their chilul. I mean, he takes an animal, takes the money, and he does a mechal of the animal for the money. That does not work, that goes back to where it was. It's not a seller and a buyer. Continues the one that you done with Aleph. The Charnoma, the other one said, Kansha moiche kayam, kansha alach lo moicher. One is talking when the seller is alive, is here, he's accessible. So we go to the seller and say, let's cancel the sale. But what we talked about, that the lekeach needs to pay for it, is that the seller's not here. So what am I supposed to do? The only thing I can do is tell the buyer to give money in lieu of what he did. So these are two answers that Yoina said in the name of Chir by Yosef and Shmuel. So the Gemara, but you didn't know who said what, which opinion. mean, ma doma Rabbi Yosi b'shem Shmuel. We found Rabbi Yosi saying name Shmuel. Nikra mekach. That he said the sale works. Mashra, even if the seller's here, the sale works. Rehuda doma Shmuel is one who said kan dech bechir kan dechil. He said the first answer to the difference between our mishnah and the price. So as our mishnah is talking about when you do it as a sale, then it works. And the price is talking about when you do their chilul, an exchange, and then it does not work, and then it goes back to its original state. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Tes.